Ace Podcast.
What's up, nerds? I'm your host, Spike.
I'm your co-host, Talby.
We're doing Sick Cast today.
Sick Cast.
Josh is sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the true statement.
Yeah. And I'm drinking beer to mock him.
You're drinking beer, and I have a big fucking thing of water because I am severely dehydrated.
You gotta get your fluids, dude.
Yeah. I feel...
Put them in ya.
Yeah. Anally.
I hear it helps, right? Like, you absorb... I don't know. Maybe that's just a rumor. Like, whenever the whole, like, kids are putting vodka-soaked tampons into their butts, like, I heard that you absorb stuff quicker because there's no filter for it.
Yeah. But... It gets into your system faster.
Right. So have you tried vodka-soaked tampons?
No.
I don't think that helps.
No, I don't think that would help my situation.
But you never know until you try. What if you'll be like that person who invented Airborne, and it's like, oh, it's amazing, and then you'll make $1 million.
Right? It is just
vodka-soaked tampons. Our special formula.
Yeah, if you've had watery poops for like 3 days, just put a tampon full of vodka up your ass.
It causes swelling, so you no longer, like, you actually have control of your bowels at that point.
Yeah.
Except you can't poop.
It's fantastic.
Yep. Welcome to Sup Nerds, part of the Ace Podcast Network. It appears they didn't kick us off. We were checking the Reddit beforehand, and it looks like we're still on.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Adam didn't email me saying, hey, you guys were...
Need to slow your roll a little bit.
Yeah. I didn't think that they would. I mean, like, they said, like, hey, do what you want to do, but...
Right. I mean, that's cool of them. Like, I know there's, like, a lot of... YouTube channels and shit like that, networks that, like, once you get into them, like, they start sort of like dictating your content and stuff a little bit. And so I'm glad that Ace Podcast Network seems to be like, no, really, just do whatever the fuck you want.
It just doesn't seem intuitive and inductive and investigative of a good, like, way of doing podcasts, because podcasts are so specific. Like, I mean, everything you really do is really specific. Like, every sort of entertainment, like, even YouTube, like, if you change up your formula, like, you're guaranteed to lose a couple fucking subscribers, or a couple hundred or a couple thousand, depending on your subscriber base. But so we're still part of Ace Podcast Network, so thanks, guys. Thanks for not kicking us off. Go right now, stop listening to this podcast because it's not good. If you want to go listen to a good podcast, you can listen to... what was I listening to? I was trying to listen to Don't Wake the Kids. But I think that their bandwidth is...
That sounds awesome.
It's really funny. Like, I hear what it's about, but I can't listen to it because I think that their bandwidth is maxed out. Every time I go try to listen to it, it's one guy, and he does a podcast trying to not wake his kids up. Like, it's at night. That's literally what it is. Like, he tries to do a podcast without waking his kids up. It's pretty funny.
That's amazing.
Beware and Warning. It's a... what do you call it? They read... those adventure books, like Choose Your Own Adventure books.
They'll
great. Have it's fucking great. It's probably my favorite out of the ones that I've listened to. So I'm gonna go through and listen to all of them. And
nice,
you guys should too, because that'd be great. With the hopes that maybe their fans will listen to ours.
Yeah,
but so how's your week, Josh?
So bad.
Yeah, just sick.
Just so sick. It was like, it was so weird too, because it was just a couple of days ago. I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And it was one of those things where, like, I woke up and I was like, oh, I don't feel good.
Uh-huh.
Like, my stomach was just screaming. And so, like, I went up and puked. So, basically, like, for the next 4 or 5 hours, I was either, like, vomiting or shitting or a combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had that wonderful situation where you're, like, sitting on the toilet and you're trying to prioritize.
Yeah, yeah. You're like,
whether you need to shit or vomit first.
Always poop first. I'm just saying. I don't know this from experience, but I've done the math on it, because you don't want to clean poop up.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever cleaned poop up.
Well, like it was the worst one that I can remember was, like, I was already in the act of pooping. And my stomach was just like, we are also going to vomit now. And so I was sitting there, I was like, okay, can I hold in the vomit? Can I swallow it down? Or can I clench my butt?
And I got two great stories. Yeah, this is going to be the grossest podcast. Warning, grossest podcast.
So I clenched, flushed, spun around, puked, turned back around and continued like pooping, and the whole time I was just like hoping that I didn't lose focus enough that I would just like shit all over the wall.
Right, like you clinch, turn, shit all over the wall, turn to look at the shit, puke on the shit because it's disgusting, turn back around because you think it's disgusting, puke, shit everywhere. It's great.
Everywhere. It was gross.
Ace podcast now.
I actually think like towards the end, because I mean after like 4 hours there was nothing in my stomach, so it was just like anytime I got maybe like a quarter of a cup of like bile in my stomach, I would have to puke that up.
Yeah, the best thing you can do at that point is to just drink water. You might. Yeah. I've been at that point where like literally anything touches my stomach, I'm gonna puke it up. But it's best just to drink the water because your body is also getting rid of like tiny enzymes that are fucking with you. So you want to get, you know, you want that everything to happen. Yeah. Puking is good.
Yeah. So it was a really shitty day. And then I slept all the whole remainder of the day. I just slept. But like, so like that day, it was the same day, maybe around 5 or 6. I was like, I need to get up because at that point I actually felt hungry.
Uh-huh.
Like it wasn't just nausea. I think I was actually feeling hungry. So I went downstairs to get a piece of bread. And I felt great. Like, I felt so much better than I had, you know.
Yeah, puking and pooping.
Yeah, 12 hours before. And now I feel better, but like.
New album by Rusty Nails, Puking and Pooping.
Nice. I still get like waves of nausea and I still feel really weak. Cause I think it's like, so, you know, like as a human being, when you get sick, all you want to do is just lay in bed.
Yeah.
And that's great cause you need the rest and you need time to like heal or whatever. But that's like a double-edged sword for me because of my back and like the chronic pain that I experience. Like laying in bed is the worst thing for it. So like
get a better bed, dude.
I need to get a better bed. So like I lay in bed and I just, after like a couple of hours, I'm just hurting like so bad just from laying in bed.
Yeah.
And then I want to get up. So then I get up and then like changing, going from laying down to standing up makes me feel nauseous again. And it's been really shitty. If I don't feel better tomorrow, I'm going to go to the doctor.
You should go to the doctor.
Yeah.
So quick story about you, the puke and poop and reminded me of one time. Okay, so this one time I went to a party out in the mountains, Sandia Mountains. It was like one of those way out there crazy parties. And beforehand, my friends and I went and got McDonald's. And then we showed up at the party and like somebody was like loading a bong full of like I didn't know it was high grade. I'd never smoked high grade before. I don't think I've ever experienced swag because it was the 90s and
right, that's what there was.
Yeah, that's all people smoked. People didn't smoke high grade except apparently these people smoked high grade, and holy fuck, like I was instantly like the highest I've ever been in my life, and just like then the McDonald's kicked in, and it was the same situation where I was like at a party and like I couldn't stand up from the toilet and I was high as fuck. I was like making me nauseous, like sitting in the bathroom, pooping, and then it was awful. And then I finally exited the bathroom, and like some girl, like really pretty girl, was just like, "Oh God!" I was like, "I'm gonna go fucking lie down."
Right, that's crazy.
And
that
then another gross thing. So I was in the Marine Corps, and you go through MOP training.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you put on all the like full, call it MOP gear, where it's like rubber suits basically to. Mm-hmm. Simulate like gas attacks and whatnot. And so the proper method for if you puke into your gas mask is to fucking chow down.
Oh, yep. God.
Yep.
Oh.
Most gross episode of Sup Nerds. I'm sorry,
so
guys.
That
but
is so bad.
That is a fact. Because the thing is, like, they use a combination of two different chemicals. One makes you puke, and it usually gets through your mask anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you like really sick and puke. And then the next one kills you. It's like a nerve toxin. So they use a double thing. So the idea is you puke. So you lift your mask up to puke. And then you're inhaling all this fucking deadly toxin. So, yeah, you're supposed to just like, blah, and then
go to town.
Yep, get a fucking spoon.
Did you, when you were in the Marines, this is really gross, because I want to share another spike barfing story. But
spike barfing
when
story.
You went to, did they do the whole gas chamber thingy? Like,
yeah,
did you had to go
once
do
a
that,
year, dude. Once a year,
that's
yeah.
crazy.
Yep, it's pretty pretty regular.
Was it when like you had to go in and like take off your mask and just sit in the gas?
Yeah. Like the idea is that in a situation where you could die, you are able to put on your gas mask. So, like, yeah, the first time you do it, it's really confusing because you do it in boot camp. So you're just like, oh, if I fuck up, you know, I'm going to get yelled at and it's going to suck. And yeah, it does suck. But, like, so the shittiest part about it is it itches everywhere and your face itches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if a big rubber mask is covering your face and it itches, you're like, I want to take this off. So the whole time it's on, like, your instinct is to fucking take it off and scratch at your face. Mm-hmm. So, like, what I did was whenever we lifted our masks up to do the thing, like, I think in boot camp we just had to put our fingers on our eye holes, like, up through the mask to show that there we breached the seal. I don't think we had to actually fully take it off. But I think when we hit the fleet, we have to do it. I don't remember. I know that we have to do it when we hit the fleet, but I think in boot camp we just had to touch the eye portion thingies, but... But anyway, what I did is I tried to breathe in a little bit of the CS gas just to test it out, and it was fucking awful.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, it just makes you want to fucking die.
Wow.
This is just like tear gas, you know? It makes you cry, makes you cough. It's fucking awful. Yep.
That's great.
Hey, it was great.
Oh, this is a real, real kind of a downer of a podcast so far.
No, I've been having fun.
So my favorite spike puking story was...
can't wait. We're going to do a whole podcast about puking, but not intentionally.
Was at a party at Blue's house, and you had been drinking all night. I mean, it was a party at Blue's house, so... and you had just kind of disappeared, and, like, we went to find you, and, the bathroom door was locked.
Yeah.
And we knocked, and we were like, dude, are you in there? And you're like, yeah, I'm just sick. And we're like, okay, that's cool. And so we fucked off, and then, like, maybe an hour later, we were like, is Spike still in the bathroom? And we, like, checked the door, it's still locked, and you were still, like, you weren't answering at that point.
Yeah, probably asleep.
And we were like, oh, fuck, like, oh my god, is Spike okay? And we were, like, started to pound on the door, and so, like, we...
Got a little ice pick,
and we popped open the door, and you were just passed out with your head on the toilet.
On the toilet, yeah.
So we were like... Dude, do you want to go, like, lay down on the couch? Do you want to go lay down in a bed? There's, like, extra rooms. And you're just like, no, I just want to stay here. We were like, okay. So we brought you a blanket. Like, you never lifted your head from the toilet seat. And we just, like, put a blanket around your shoulders and just, like, left you there.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah. That was a great time.
Yep.
And people wonder why I don't like to drink anymore.
Right. Like, there gets a point where that your body can no longer function. Like, if I did that now, I'd be spent for 2 days.
Yeah.
Easily. The next day, I would want to die. I'd be like, hey, Josh, come kill me, please. Like, I'd be sending you texts. I don't want to live right now. If I got that drunk at my age, I'm not even that old. It's probably just I'm fucking in bad shape. But yeah, like, fucking, I'd be gone for two days easily. And then the third day would be, like, a normal hangover.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even like really being around drunk people because... I don't feel like fucking babysitting adults anymore.
Yeah, that's a huge thing that I don't fucking do. I don't like to do it. Like, not that long ago, a person was wanting to do some hallucinogens and wanted me to, and I'm like, I'm not fucking no.
Yeah,
I don't do that, especially not that because you do weird fucking. I've done I've done mushrooms, I've done acid, and it's like. I do fucking weird shit. I would not want to be the person babysitting me.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm like, well, let's play in the road.
Well, I'm not a very compassionate person in general. And then, like, you put a drunk person in, like, under my care, and I'm just like, I got to the point, and if I had to, now I would do the same thing. I would just be like, here's a bottle of water. Drink it.
Have fun. I don't know what to tell
you. And then, like, go into the bathroom. Drink that water.
Right, I have
to let me know when you're done with that water because I'm going to bring you another one.
I have super bad impatience for people who, like, I try to be like, hey, let's get you to bed. And, like, if somebody's, like, drunk and they're not capable quite, like, if they're like, oh, yeah, I'll go to bed, and they're, like, being cooperative but they're not capable, that's fine. Like, I'll help you, you know.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. But if it's, like, if you're being fucking stubborn and I'm like, let's get you to bed, let's get you some water, let's get
you... No, you don't fucking know.
You don't fucking love me. Come on, Josh, get into bed. I don't
No. You don't touch my penis anymore.
I don't.
You don't look at me in the eye when we're making love.
I don't.
You're just like, I hate that shit. I hate babysitting adults. I don't want to fucking do it.
Right, like, I get that everybody needs it from time to time for maybe even not being fucked up. Maybe you just need fucking. Maybe you're just fucking sick. Like, that I will do because, like, you know, like, you went out of your way to go get drunk.
Right.
But you didn't, odds are you didn't go out of your way to get sick unless you ordered Pizza Hut. Then that's on you, dog. That's all on you. You rolled the dice.
Yeah.
Elliot, you have to ask. The dice has been cast.
That's fucking crazy. God.
So my week, let's see here. I didn't really do shit, dude. I mean, okay, I did. I edited 2 podcasts. I'm trying to get ahead of the death save curve.
That's good.
It's, yeah, it's real, I'm trying to, and I've got 2 done, the one from last week and the one for next Wednesday are done. And then we're recording with Kit tomorrow.
Ooh.
So in 2 weeks.
We? Yeah. Yeah, we are. Okay, yeah. I'm real sick. Like, I've been real fucked up the last couple of days. Like, the last couple of days are kind of a blur for me.
Dude, I had so many, like, shitty, weird experiences. Like, this last week, I think we talked about it, how you, I was talking about, hey, do you want to join Ace Podcast Network?
Yeah. We talked about that last week.
I was like, man, Josh doesn't care about this. And then, like, on Friday, I thought Dan said he wanted to run, or to play some Death Save. I thought he said he did. And then, like, after you said you were sick, I was like, well, I don't really want to run it without Josh, but I was like, well, we had it scheduled and Charles is in town, so let's get it done.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, Dan and Charles, that'll be fine. And I was like, so do we still want to do this? And like, Charles is like, without Josh? And I was like, well, I mean, like, it sucks. But, and then like, I was like, man, like an hour's later, Dan's not replying. I was like,
right.
The heck, man. I was like, I just don't pay attention to texts apparently. Yeah. 'Cause, yeah, he said he didn't, he was out. Yeah. He said he couldn't make it or whatever, but I was like, man, like, it's fucking, it's falling apart.
Well, I just think, like, what, this is, like, your first week out of school, though, too, right?
Yeah. So
I think you're, like, having gone to college myself, like, that week after, like, finals, if you have nothing to do, your brain just fucking shuts off.
Right. Well, I think the problem, too, is I almost had, like, a super second finals week. So I was editing podcasts. I was trying to get some workouts in, and I got quite a few in. Every day except yesterday, I got a little bit of a workout, but I was like, it's fucking windy and shitty, and I didn't want to do it.
It's real bad weather right now.
But yeah, so like, and I've been doing a lot of like podcasting fucking shit, trying to get shit scheduled and stuff like that, which is, you know, I mean, it's trying to get like 4 people together to play D&D is
hard. It's a real pain in the ass.
But we might have the password required bros on sometime soon. We will eventually have them on Death Save, but it's just a matter of time. So
nice.
Just wait.
Wait your goddamn turn.
Wait. Yeah, let's see what else I do this week. Oh, we played Monster Hearts again.
No.
It was great.
I wanted to play so bad.
Yeah, it's really like I very rarely gender bend in role-playing games because I don't like to offend, you know?
Right, yeah.
There's no way. Like, let's hypothetical situation. If you are trying to depict a black person or an Asian person or a female, and you're not those things, like, you can't 100% understand what it's like to be them, so you can't 100% depict them. So anything that you do may come across as offensive, but, like, also on the other hand, like, you know, I'm kind of fucking girly, and I want to be the prettiest girl in school, and that's what happened on Saturday. Oh. I was the prettiest girl in school.
Nice.
There was a mirror on the wall that said I was, and one of the teachers found it and tried to cut my hair. But
wow.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So, announcement, I'm the prettiest girl in school. No, it's great. It's tons of fun. I like it. I'm really liking Monster Hearts, so everyone should go play Monster Hearts.
Monster Hearts.
And Amy, our friend who's gluten intolerant, made a bunch of, like, cookies, and like, if you've never had gluten-free cookies, like, they're basically just butter and chocolate and sugar and like some kind of alternative to flour and like maybe eggs, I think, too, probably. Like, eggs are a normal thing in cookies, right?
Sure
Yeah, let's go with eggs.
Yeah, all right.
And then like all those things, but like the butter content is super high, so it's like fucking, oh my god, I was going into like anaphylactic shock. I was just like, I didn't have diabetes before, but I got
so much butter.
I mean, it's delicious, but it's like, even while you're eating it, you regret it, but you eat it anyway. Just like, it's so fucking good, but oh, my heart hurts.
Yeah,
but
that's crazy.
So that was my week. Monster Hearts, editing podcasts,
nice.
Doing the Death Save life, living the dream.
Nice.
So do we have any topics for this week?
Well,
I have 0.
I got a couple. Do you,
you watched Rogue One, right?
Rogue fucking One. Oh my god.
I heard it was really good from you.
Oh, it was so good. Like, because I saw it yesterday on Saturday, and so like a bunch of my friends and a bunch of reviews stuff had popped up already, and like people were just like, you know, go tell it on the mountains that this is the best Star Wars movie ever. And I was like, you know me and hype trains.
Right, right.
So like I started being like, ah, shit. I was like, well, hopefully there's not overhyped. So like we go, sit down in the movie theater, the movie starts. And for like 20 minutes, I was really worried that it was going to be bad. Because like the beginning of the movie is a little choppy. Like the pacing of the beginning of the movie is a little weird. But I can't even remember what happened. But suddenly I was just fucking in it. For the rest of the the rest of the movie, I was just zoned in.
So how many Bothans are in this movie?
Zero.
Okay, so do they reference the
Bothans? No, not at all.
Worst movie ever.
it's one of my complaints about the movie is that I'm like, the whole time I was like,
what about the Bothans?
I'm like, who the fuck? What are the Bothans? Like, are they a race? Are these dude the Bothans? Call them the Bothans.
Is he Bothans? Is you Bothans? Is she Bothans? Everybody's Bothans. We're all Bothans in here.
Yeah, it was really annoying. But man, that's a good fucking movie. Like because it's literally like the same week of A New Hope.
Right.
So like it's the exact same time frame. And
it's that Christmas movie, fucking like everybody's on break now and it's a great time to have a movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like it's just like it looks like it fits in that same universe of A New Hope. Like the sets look like A New Hope. Even like at one point there's like a bunch of like the rebels are having like a war, whatever, like a war council or some shit. Yeah. And like all the dudes look like they're from the 70s, you know, like they have the same haircuts and beard
okay,
styles.
So it doesn't have like the whatchamacallit. I misunderstood what you said. I thought you were talking about Force Awakens.
No, I'm talking about
A
New Hope.
I realized A New Hope, but because, you know, Force Awakens is pretty much A New Hope for a new generation.
New Hope.
So yeah, so it's not as polished as
Not at all.
It's really gritty and grimy and cool. Okay.
That's what I liked too, because like
I dig it. I'm just curious.
The special effects were just so fantastic, except for one case. But like it was so great, but it felt cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there was only one case of like CGI being like, oh fuck, that's terrible.
Which I mean, like it just happens, dude. Like
yeah.
From what I've heard, I mean, this isn't like inside information or anything, but yeah, you know, you hire somebody and then they're hired, they have to work there and they suck at it. Yeah. This is not my word. This is my teacher's. So hopefully I won't be that guy.
Yeah.
You come highly recommended and you got A's in school. Which I didn't. I got an A.
Congratulations.
Yeah. The fucking acting class. I was kind of worried cause I didn't really show up till the last week. And I was like, look, I'm feeling sick, and which was a lie. I was like, I have got to make sure I pass this class and another class, and I have to get high grades in it because I can get kicked out of my program if I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I need to prioritize this. If I fail the acting class, like that sucks because I can't go apply to get my associates.
Right.
But I'm fine with that. I've got to look long term and be like, okay, I need these because if I get kicked out of the program, it's like, well, fuck, I'm back to fucking turning tricks.
What class was that?
The ones that I had to pass or the...
Yeah, the one that you had to pass.
Was History of Animation. It's like a prerequisite to get into the program. And Storyboard. No, fucking The Art of Storytelling or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Which I only got a C on, so they might get bitchy about it.
A C is passing.
Yeah, but it's required to have a B to get into the program.
Oh.
So I'm just hoping that, like, well, I'm already registered. Fuck you guys.
Right.
And they don't offer it. They're probably not offering it again. So, like, it's one of those things, like, you know how sometimes schools will be like, this class is required to graduate. To, like, they'll randomly change. Be like, well, you need this to graduate. So a bunch of, like, seniors will take it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is they're not offering it in the future. So, yeah, right? So, like...
That's weird.
Right, exactly. But whatever. So, I mean, odds are, like, people in the future aren't going to have that class. So eat a dick, you know?
Yeah.
But whatever. I know, whatever, man. I passed all my classes. I got a C that class. I got a B in Taking a Walk and Thinking About Stuff. My philosophy class.
So is this the first semester that you've actually passed all your classes?
In a year, yeah.
Like high five.
A whole year, yeah. Well, I didn't go to my classes for a year.
That's such a shitty high five.
Yeah, it was. While we're trying to go through
Reaching over, yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Like, honestly, dude, like a whole year, two semesters, I didn't go to classes. I just was like, I don't fucking don't want to. Yeah. I mean, it was also like, I would go to class and have fucking horrible panic attacks and mm-hmm. be like, I'm literally going to start crying for no fucking reason. I would just get, well, I mean, there were reasons, but you know, like yeah. it was not related to me being in class. It was just like, I'm around people. I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very self-conscious about if I smell or not. Like
right.
I shower daily, but like, you know, I'll get up, I'll shower and I'll put on deodorant. And I have a very like strict routine of doing this because if I forget if I have deodorant on or not, mm-hmm. I freak out. I'm like, yeah. I have to go home right now. I have to go home. I don't have deodorant on. Or do I? I don't know. You know, it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. So I have to go home and put on deodorant. So like I freak out like, oh, I think I smell and blah, blah, blah. And it's like.
Yeah, I had something kind of similar when I was going through college because college was the time where I figured out that I had real bad anxiety issues.
Yeah. It's so, a great time to find out.
Oh, it was fantastic.
When you're
time.
Surrounded by people that judge you.
Yeah, constantly. If I was late to class at all.
Just wouldn't go.
I couldn't. Like, there were times where, like, I would be at the door of my classroom.
And you'd see that they started.
And like, the professor would just start. And I couldn't make myself go into the classroom. Because I thought that everybody would judge me for being late
right.
as I walk to my seat.
Because they, I mean, they look at you, right?
Yeah.
Like when you come in because it's loud and you open the door yeah. and everyone's just quieting down and shit like yeah. that.
There were, if the door was open, I would sit out in the hallway and try to listen to the lecture.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't have it that bad. I did a little bit, but then I had a teacher get so fucking shitty about
mm-hmm.
kids that would do that. Like, she was the type of teacher that would take your phone.
Oh, I hate those.
Right, like, I get that you want me to pay attention and stuff like that, but fuck you, you know?
Well, it's a different fucking era.
Right, that, and also, like, if I'm late, I have a reason. If I'm texting on the phone, I have a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And if I choose to fail this class, if I choose to not pay attention, that's my fucking right. Eat a yeah. dick. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, like, and, like, that was the thing is, like, I would show up late, and, like, she'd always be like, I need to see you after class. So, like, if somebody was late, she'd, like, see me after class. And one time I showed up late, and she was like, see me after class, and I said, no. And she's like, well, I was like, I understand you don't like it when people are late. I have a reason. You don't need to know it.
Yeah.
And then she just shut up. Because, like, she's just like, you know, I'm older than most of the kids in there, too. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think she gave me the benefit of the doubt, which I still think is bullshit. You know, those kids are adults, right?
Yeah.
They're fucking able to go off and fucking suck whoever's dick they want to suck and fight in whatever war they want to fight in and smoke weed every day. You know, let them fucking be late if they're
yeah.
late, you know?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah, that's,
their bullshit
yeah.
reasons are just as legitimate as my reason. You know, yeah. like, fucking some guy texted me and I like him. That's yeah. a legit reason. Fuck you. Don't judge me.
Yeah, I had a
stop shaming the millennials. God damn it, Josh. Stop it.
I had a professor who at one point he was like, you know, you've already paid for this class.
Right.
He was like, it's up to you. If,
yeah.
He's like, if you want to pass it, you know what you have to do. He's like, so he wasn't like very strict. You know, he never rode anybody's ass or anything like that. Like,
uh-huh.
if you were like, hey, I had this issue, he was like, totally cool.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't give a fuck. He just wanted to do his fucking job.
The only thing that I find understandable about when they do it is, like, they're not supposed to let you out early because they are required, like, it's in their contract to be there X amount of hours.
Right.
Like, if they aren't, they get in trouble, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you need to be there to teach if you're a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be there. You can't fuck off all the time, you know. There's like a certain required number of hours per semester. So I get that if they're like, well, I can't let you go. I mean, they could probably still let you go, but it's like, well, whatever. Like, you're supposed to be there, just fucking be there. If I mean, and if you have shit to do, just get up and fucking walk out and be like, I have shit to do. Sorry.
Yeah.
Eat a dick.
Yeah.
For some reason, I want everyone to eat dicks today. But anyway, yeah, Rogue One, no Bothans.
Oh, Rogue One. so what else? One of the best things about it is, oh shit, what is the name of that character? The robot. K29 something. It's like this big ass imperial droid that's voiced by my brain is not
Chris
working.
Pratt.
No, I'm he was Wash in Firefly.
Oh, Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk. Like, he voices it, and he is so fucking funny.
Dude, he's a really good.
He is hilarious.
He's a real good voice actor. I mean, he's a good actor.
He is.
He's got kind of like the not good enough to play a lead, which, I mean, sucks for him. It's just,
well, I think
he doesn't have that look, you know.
I actually think I prefer his voice work over his.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's a great voice actor
because he's such a awkward. He has such an awkward sense of humor that I appreciate.
Yeah.
But even sometimes, like when I watch him act, I'm just like, well, let's bring it back a little bit. Like you're being a little bit too weird. But like he was so fucking funny. Like I laughed out loud several times and at times where like nobody else was laughing and I was just like, ah!
Did I ever tell you about that movie, Master of Disguise?
The fucking
Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey.
I wouldn't say awful movie. Not good. It's a kid's movie, so it's
okay.
Yeah, it's not very good. You know, it's like there are kids' movies that are good, and that one's not one of them. But there's a scene in it that is fucking just, if you like Jaws, it's fucking hilarious. Because, you know, so the whole time he's a master of disguise, so he's doing different characters from different movies.
Right.
And, like, randomly just out of nowhere, he's just, like, in a dinghy, and he's Quinn from fucking Jaws, and he's just like, 14 kids went into the water that day, the ice cream man got the last. It's like, yeah, he does that whole, like, so many Quinn quotes, but just, like, tweaks them a little bit, and it's fucking hilarious. And, like, when we went to go watch that movie, it's like me and one other guy in a full theater, we're fucking laughing our asses off the entire time, and everybody else is like, this is fucking stupid.
God. This is so dumb. I had the same moment when I saw Scary Movie 3.
Yeah.
Because, like, that one had Leslie Nielsen in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And who's, like, a great deadpan sort of comedic performer.
Right, but the generation gap on the people who like Scary Movie and the people who like Leslie Nielsen.
Like, in that, he played, like, the president or some shit. So, like, at the end, they're doing something that was, like, a Ring spoof or some shit like that. I can't even remember it. But they were, like, in the basement. And they're about to, like, fight the ring chick. And, like, the door opens and Leslie Nielsen sticks his head and goes, like, I just want to wish you both good luck. We're all counting on you. And shuts the door. And I lost my shit. I was laughing so fucking hard. And I can't even remember who I was with, like, was, like, nudging me. Like, shut the fuck up. I was like, dude, Airplane. And people were looking at me. I was like, Airplane.
He's having a seizure.
Has anyone does? What the fuck? Like, I was really mad because, like, no one got the joke because no one has seen the movie Airplane.
Well, it's a different generation,
my God.
Man.
Like, it hurts my soul.
I mean, Airplane's a really funny movie, but, like,
Airplane is, it's a classic.
Yeah, but you can't expect everybody to watch every old movie.
Yeah, but, like, a theater full of people.
Right, you'd think there'd be, but I don't know. I think that it's just not the same generation. It's not the same people, man.
Sad.
You'd think at least, like, one or two other people would have gotten it.
Right.
Right, but. But yeah, I could see that target demographic did not get that joke. I understand.
Which is so weird that they put it in there, you know. It was so funny. It was such a
great
throwback.
Have been one of those, like, one-off fucking jokes or whatever that, like, well, you know, maybe this will get a laugh, maybe it won't.
Yeah. It was good. It was funny. That was probably the loudest I've ever laughed at a fucking Scary movie.
Yeah, they're not very funny.
No, they're not. No.
I mean, they've got great parts, but all in all.
Yeah. Now, Becca and I have a list going. Because she has not seen a lot of movies.
Yeah.
So, like...
No. Shame.
Yeah, so I'll be like, I'll make a reference to something, and I'll be like, have you seen this movie? And she's like, nope, put it on the list. We'll watch it eventually.
Like, what movies?
Man, shit. What hasn't she seen? She hasn't seen a lot of fucking stuff, man. I mean, like, I just put one on last night, and I can't even remember it. Like I said, my brain is really fuzzy.
You know,
comedies. She hasn't seen a lot of comedies.
Okay.
Because she was raised very conservative
and
in a very Christian household. So, like, a lot of, like, the racier comedies and stuff.
Like Blazing Saddles and stuff like that.
Yeah, she hasn't seen hardly any Mel Brooks stuff. So we watched Blazing Saddles and we watched, not Young Frank, History of the World Part 1.
All right.
And so she really enjoyed History of the World Part 1. Which is my favorite Mel Brooks movie.
I mean, it's good. It's just not my favorite.
What is your favorite?
You know, honestly, Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Really?
Yeah,
Leslie Nielsen,
I know
again.
That's...
Bringing
yeah.
it back to Leslie Nielsen.
I know that a lot of people really don't like that movie, but I think it's fucking hilarious.
I think, is it because of the Renfield?
That might be a huge
part
of it.
Like,
yeah,
because, like, I like a lot of, like, the voices that it's like, voice, that's very Renfield.
Yeah. Yes, master. Yeah, no, I love.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
he's really good in that movie.
there's definitely parts of that movie that are more flashy and newer than, but I don't know, like Robin Hood Men in Tights was really like, I'm an old Jewish man trying to appeal to a young black generation.
Right, yeah.
And it's like, ooh, not happening, man. It's not, yeah. It's, they're not getting it. You're almost
what was
10
your,
years too late.
What was your first exposure to Mel Brooks? Like, what was the first
Blazing Saddles.
Really?
But I like Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, Blazing
it's,
Saddles.
It's probably second favorite, yeah.
Yeah, Blazing Saddles, my grandfather had it on VHS, and we used to watch it all the time.
Right. It's a really good one. I think that if I had watched it when I was younger, I probably would have liked it more.
What, Blazing Saddles?
Yeah, because there's... Okay, so there's adult humor, but there's also a lot of, like, you know, Bugs Bunny, like, when he shows up in Candygram from Mongo. Candygram, like, the pie scene at the end, like, the whole huge fight scene, like... That's totally for kids, you know, that's,
yeah.
Or, I mean, it's like a spoof of Warner Brothers type cartoons, but still, it's like, that's, you know, kids could find that humorous.
Right. What I think is sort of interesting about early Mel Brooks movies that sort of got phased out towards the end was that you never knew what to expect from a Mel Brooks movie.
Right.
Because, like, just weird, random shit could just happen at any time.
Yeah.
And I think History of the World Part 1 is, like, the best example of that.
Because
never know what the fuck they're going to do next. Unless you've seen it a million times like me and can pretty much quote the entire movie.
Has he done anything since Robin Hood Men in Tights?
He did. They remade The Producers
Chris Pratt.
With the guy who killed somebody with his car and Nathan Lane. Nathan Lane and the murderer, who is a Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller killed somebody with his car?
Yeah, Ferris Bueller's a murderer. Matthew Broderick's a murderer.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
He's actually murdered somebody.
Like on purpose he killed somebody with his car?
No,
I
think it was like, I think it was manslaughter. Like that's what they...
No, I mean, that kind of sounds familiar, but also, like, kind of doesn't.
Oh, shit. On August 5th, 1987, Broderick was vacationing in Ireland with his girlfriend Jennifer Grey when the rented BMW he was driving crossed into the wrong lane and collided head-on with another vehicle carrying two passengers. The accident killed 28-year-old Anna Gallagher and her mother, 63-year-old Margaret Daugherty.
Whenever you said 28-year-old, I thought you were going to say 28 people. I was like, holy shit, he's a mass murderer.
But yeah, I think that's the
was
only...
Was he drinking and driving?
I don't know. That was just a little blurb. But yeah, I don't think... Other than like the producer's remake that happened in the early 2000s, I don't
saw
really
that.
Think
maybe I was in
else.
Boot camp when that came out.
Maybe. Like Will Ferrell's in it. It's actually a pretty funny movie because it's just the musical that Mel Brooks wrote in like the 70s or something.
Right.
Like that.
No, yeah, there's a bunch. It's weird. There's a bunch of movies that like for that whole boot camp period, like I just missed out on. Like,
right.
That
yeah.
probably was one of them. I'm trying to think of like one. The movie The Fountain came out. It was really kind of bad.
Yeah.
But. You know, sorry if you're a fan of The Fountain, but I didn't think it was that good.
Yeah, I think I've seen like maybe like the first hour of that movie, and I was just like, you know what?
You know, if something's trying to be deep and existential and like to where everything wraps up and all the stories are connected, then it should at some point connect those stories.
Right.
Because like, it's like there's like two or three different stories going on at the same time, and they have nothing to do with each other other than one is a metaphor for the other. Right. And I was like... No, there's three, yeah, because there's one where he's like a space baby, like 2001. There's one where he's a conquistador trying to find the like tree of life to save his cancer-ridden girlfriend. Well, I mean, like when he's a conquistador, he's just trying to find the fountain of life or whatever. And then he's also like the, I guess, real one that's happening that the other two are actually just metaphors for.
Yeah,
are his girlfriend has cancer or something like that.
Yeah, anytime I see a movie like that that's like existential and it's like really... heavily
allegory
like stylistic and about death and dying and stuff like that, I'm like, I've seen What Dreams May Come, like I don't like I've already seen the best movie of this nature, which is What Dreams May Come.
Which one's What Dreams May Come?
That's the Robin Williams
okay
yeah that movie
for some reason I was thinking of that heroin
good.
movie Requiem for a Dream.
Oh yeah, no.
I was like,
those are wildly different
Requiem
things.
Requiem for a Dream is like not your type of movie.
No, it
That's
is not
like
my type of movie. No,
really downer of a movie. Yeah. I mean, I like Requiem for a Dream, but it's a real downer.
Yeah, I cannot make it through that movie.
I can. It's I like downer movies. I like to be depressed. Yeah. Really, yeah. Dude, I've got a weird addiction to depression. Like, really?
Well, I mean, like, some people like to be afraid, so they watch scary movies.
Right, yeah, I think I have that, too, because then I actually feel something. I mean, honestly, like, I don't want to sound like that guy, but yeah, that's kind of what it is like, you know, I also like humor, and that's kind of why I joke too much and I offend people constantly, is because I like to feel, and I like to feel extreme, and that's why I don't do heroin,
extreme.
Man. Extreme! Most extreme condiments! Soy sauce!
Yeah.
But yeah, I like extreme emotions. That's why I should never do heroin, because I would OD like the first time. I'd be like,
Yeah.
But yeah, I've super got an addiction to fear, sadness, and happiness, and really just shit.
Yeah, I really don't like sad movies. Like,
love them.
I
my
like,
favorite thing are sad
I like
movies.
Some like, and I like movies to have a tinge of sad, and I think that's why Rogue One was so good, because it is the saddest
of the
Star Wars movie ever,
right? Because they just, those Bothans just sacrifice themselves,
so
the Bothan slaughter.
Go see Rogue One and be sad.
Yeah, gonna be sad.
Bye, nerds.
Podcast.